Again, we continue in the laws of Mishloach Manot. Firstly, it should be pointed out again, which is clear, that the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot is specifically in the day and not at night. See, a lot of people make the mistake the night of Purim, the first night, after we read the Megillah, you see people exchanging the Mishloach Manot. They want to save an errand the next day, so they send them. You're not yotze mishloach manot with manot that you give at night. They must be given in the morning. Now today's question is, what constitutes two manot? Which means the gift that you give your friend has to have in it at least two types of food. Now there is a misconception that you need two berachot. That's not true. For mishloach manot it can be the same beracha. You don't need Eitz and Adama. It's not Tu B'Shvat over here, it's Purim. The subject is proven in the Gemara, or the Rambam writes clearly, if a person gives, let's say, in Mishloach Manot, two types of meat. Now of course, meat is She'akon Yaladaro. But since it's two types of meat, even if it comes from the same animal, but it's from different parts of the animal, that have different tastes and different textures, that's okay also. Doesn't have to be totally like a chicken and red meat. It could be both pieces of red meat, but one is from the shoulder of the animal and one is from the thigh of the animal. There's different types of meat, different textures, different tastes. Mutar, that's considered two. A person shouldn't send the same exact item, but that's the point. Meaning you shouldn't send two bottles of the same red wine or two identical cakes that are the same thing. But if a person wants to send cakes and cookies, that's considered two different items. Even though they're both mezonot, even though they both have flour, a person sends a kibbeh and a lahmajin, even though they both have the same meat, but it's a different food totally. And therefore, if a person would send his friend different types of mezonot or different types of she'akol, he fulfills his obligation so long as they are not identical. They learned this from the Gemara that we read yesterday. The Gemara we read yesterday was Rabbi Yehuda sent of Oshaya a egel and a bottle of wine, and he sent back, according to one text, Rabbeinu Hananel, he sent back to him and told him, well, this is not Mishloach Manot you sent me, because Rabbeinu Hananel held that you can't use wine for Mishloach Manot. So he sent him another piece of egel, and then he tells him, oh, now you fulfilled Mishloach Manot. So the rabbis ask, what do you mean? He sent them two pieces of egel, so how could you fulfill Mishloach Manot with the same piece of meat? So we're forced to say that it was from a different part of the body. It was a different part of the animal. And therefore, since the meat is different in taste and in texture, it is considered Mishloach Manot.